Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, though, joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, happy to have with us, Matt Steinmetz, Radio.com NBA insider, host of Radio.com's Big Time Basketball Podcast. Matt, I thought last night was just a big time NBA game. I mean, one of the greats of all time. I think they're going to be playing this one over and over for a long, long time. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I think that last night's game may have an impact on the entire NBA landscape, to tell you the truth. Not just because of the Warriors' win. I mean, that's actually the smaller part of it, but the Kevin Durant injury. Here's a guy who hasn't played since Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinals. And they're in Game 5 of the NBA playoffs, and he hasn't played, and people are wondering, can he? And they're questioning whether he can or can't, and he goes out and he plays, and you know what? He suffers an injury that's probably going to cost him all of next year. So there's kind of intrigue at every level, including, oh, and the Warriors forced a Game 6, if that's important in the grand scheme of things. So yeah, I think right now we're in a fascinating place with the NBA Finals.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, I mean, because there's a lot of camps going back and forth on Kevin Durant and trying to place blame on this. Was it the Warriors training staff? Was it the Warriors? Was it just Kevin Durant's insistence that he play? Everybody's trying to figure out who did what. To me, I give the guy a lot of credit. He stuck his neck out there for his team, and it didn't pay off. I mean, he got hurt. But what does happen from here with everybody who was planning on making a huge offer to Kevin Durant in the offseason? Because that's what you're really talking about, how the whole NBA landscape has changed, right?
Not necessarily. If you're the New York Knicks right now, are you calling Rich Kleiman and saying, you know what, it looks like your client's going to be gone for the entirety of next year, so we're not actually going to give you a four-year contract for as much as we can give you? I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Knicks would still do that, don't you?
The Knicks? Well, I don't know. Whatever the Knicks have to do to mess it up is, I think, what the Knicks would do. I don't have a lot of faith in the Knicks.
I'm just saying that I
but I know what you mean.
Just about every NBA team would sign Kevin Durant for the next 4 years,
sure,
and give up that first year. I just think they would.
Right.
So that's still on the table for him if he wants to go to another team. So he's also got an opt-in out here. So if he wants, in theory, he can just opt back into his Warrior contract for another 1 year, which he's been doing since he got here, and he can rehab essentially on the Warriors' dime and then become a free agent at the end of next year when he either doesn't play or joins the team very late in the season. Or the Warriors can say, hey, look, we get it. You got hurt in the NBA Finals trying to help us out. Here's your five-year max. This is us proving to you that we believe in you. And, yeah, you're not going to be here next year. We don't care. This is how much we want you to stay. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see how it plays out.
I like that last idea a lot. I just don't know that it's going to happen because teams never seem to do the exact right thing. Matt Steinmetz, Radio.com.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very hard to duplicate the Warriors situation because if Kevin Durant leaves, you're still sitting with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. But I do think I think every single NBA team right now would take Kevin Durant for 5 years, knowing full well the first year will be a zero. What do you think? I mean, I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing that at you.
Yeah, I think at least two-thirds of them would. Maybe there might be a couple of teams who are happy with the direction they're going and wouldn't want to bring a situation like that and put the – I mean, the expense is going to be quite exorbitant, obviously.
Oh, but, no doubt about it.
But
no
I agree it. With you. Kevin Durant's one of the best, if not the best player in the league. Of course, he's 30 years old, so if you give him a five-year max deal or four, whatever it is, he's 34, 35, and you're probably not going to be getting quite as much from him at that point. So teams have to ask themselves about all that also.
Oh, no
doubt. That's why it's fascinating, right, as you said.
It's incredibly fascinating because for all we know, the Warriors right now might be thinking, you know what, we can't pay him the supermax for 5 years.
Yeah,
I mean the Warriors are the one team that could actually be saying, you know, we're going into a new arena. Yeah, it's funny because people say, oh, the Warriors are going into a new arena, so they can do whatever they want. And sometimes I think, well, they're going into a new arena, so now they got to be a little bit considerate of the bottom line. So it's incredible. NBA news.
Yeah, it is. No question. Matt Steinman's radio.com, NBA Insider. Real quick, Matt, I got a couple minutes left.
Sure.
Just on the game itself, I think that people are making a mistake. They're trying to blame Nick Nurse for calling a weird timeout. They're trying to blame Kawhi Leonard for passing the ball out of a double team. I wish people could just look at this and give the world champions a little credit for making a great comeback and pulling out a great game. That's kind of how I look at the way this one finished up, and a great play by Draymond Green to get out on Kyle Lowry. Just, I mean, world champs doing what they have to do to survive. That's how I looked at it.
I'm with you 110%. I really am. And okay, the Nick Nurse timeout, you can criticize that, and rightfully so. But I guarantee you what Nick Nurse was doing was he was saying, you know what, I'm calling a timeout here. We're up 6, 3 minutes to go. I just want to remind these guys, hey, look, we play 3 minutes of good basketball, and we have just dethroned the champions. And, okay, so we can determine whether that's good or bad or not. But, I mean, when he set him out on the floor, Kawhi Leonard didn't miss his next shot because of that timeout. So I'm completely with you. I have seen the Warriors do some incredible things, and I don't think they're going to win this series. I still do not think they're going to win the series. But if they do win it, it's going to go down in the annals of NBA history as one of the greatest moments of all time, no doubt about it. But you're right. I'm thinking, you know, quietly we just accept the fact that, like, Klay Thompson made 2 3-pointers and Curry one in the last 98 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, those are 30-footers.
Give those guys a little credit, will you, please? Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt,
no, I'm with you there.
Thanks so much, Matt. We got to roll. We got a Padre pregame, unfortunately, to get to. Love to talk much more. Look forward to the last, hopefully, two more games of this series because it's been fun to watch. And thanks for all the interesting stuff. Appreciate your time.
Oh, go Pods.
Attaboy, Matt. Good way to end it. Matt Steinmetz, Radio.com's NBA Insider on the SDCCU hotline. Vote SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Reader's Poll daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big bank banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.